I know y'all know why I'm late, right? Right? You know. Y'all know why I'm late. You know? Good morning.
Good morning.
God is good.
All the time
and every time, God is good.
Yes.
And once again, happy Mother's Day. Again, this lesson, some years back, my business was thriving, I was doing real good. And, I had some jealousy in it, And I was preaching then, too. And went to work one day, Brother Jerry, and he got in a fight. At a church, at a school church, right? Kids everywhere, teachers running around afraid, right? I let somebody get the best of me, I just couldn't take it no more, and it was shameful. I mean, it was shameful. And then I had to preach that weekend. I gave it my best shot. But the question I asked myself, it was this, right? I said, why me? Why did this happen to me? I preach. I try to tell the people the right thing. And why me? Why is this happening to me? The people saying, hey, I thought he was supposed to be a preacher, right? And I thought he was a Christian, And I said, why? Why is it happening to me? The answer came. The answer was, why not you? Amen? Well, who are you that you ain't going to go through some things? Amen? Why not you? Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you see what I go through, you're going to go through it too. That's what Jesus said. Are you with me? And sometimes we forget that when we go through things. David said, as I walk through the valley, we get tied up when we stay in the valley. Amen? And I had to walk through this particular valley to get out of the valley. But it was shameful. It was hurtful. And then I had to preach. But I got through it. And when I look at Jesus and what he went through, Jesus was talked about. They talked about him. So they lied. They say some terrible things about him. You know how we are. Somebody talk about us. How we gonna feel? How are we gonna get through this? Somebody. And then the person who's talked about you right up in your face smiling. How are we gonna get through this? But Jesus did. You see, the example that Jesus gave is for us that we could go through the valley. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? David didn't say stick around in the valley. He says, as I walk through the valley, you see, and we're gonna have some stuff, some circumstances that come up in our lives, and we gotta be able to get through them. Amen. We might think about them every now and then, just like every now and then I think about that. I said, why? But I'm through it now. I got through it. I could have been shot, killed. Are you with me? But I'm here teaching. I'm here with some beautiful people, some Christians. Amen? Yeah. You see, because I got through the circumstance. I got through it. In circumstances and storms that we go through, because there are times that we say that we're Christians. If somebody would come to us and ask us the question, are you a Christian? You know what some would say? I think so. You know?
Yeah.
I think I am. We're not supposed to be asking nobody like that. Mm-hmm. Amen? Yeah. It's just like that last piece of chicken in the refrigerator. Kenneth, did you eat it? I think I did. you with me? We're supposed to know if we're a Christian or not.
Yeah.
And until we know, we're going to keep going through some things to prove that who we are, because we say that we're Christians. And a lot of us say, well, I've been in the church for, 50 years, right? But show it. Are you showing that? Amen? Mm-hmm. Jesus was talked about. He was lied on. You know when somebody lies on us, how we feel about that? We don't like nobody to tell lies on us. In this physical body, this flesh is gonna react to that. Are you with me? But we win, and if we react to it, we react in a way that's Christian-like. Are you with me? We need to address somebody lying on us now, right? But we don't need to address it with a sword in our hand, unless it's the sword of God. It's the word of God. You see? Because Jesus went through these things. Amen? Jesus was smote on the face. Why? Are you with me? Somebody hit me, I'm going to hit them back. Yeah, you know, amen? You know, that's just the weakness of me. But when we look at what Jesus went through, Jesus was smote in the face. At one time, he was tied a rag around his head, blindfolded him, and one of the guards smote Jesus, and asked the question. Now, tell me, who smote you? Are you with me? Who? Are you with me? Who? Now, you're supposed to be Jesus. Tell me who smote you. Who did it? You know, that stuff like that will make you mad, will make me mad. Are you with me? But Jesus, that example, Jesus, the great example, showed us how to do it. At one time he was smoked. Jesus said, if I have done something that caused you to smite me, then you got a reason. But I have done nothing. Why? And if one of us gets smoked upside the head for no reason, we're gonna what? Get mad. But we gotta remember who we are. Because the question may come, I thought you was a Christian. Because you know how they are. You know, the world gonna mess with you and tease you, and they gonna torment you until you get mad, and they gonna ask the question, I thought you was a Christian. Are you with me? For 5 years straight. 5 straight years they tormenting you and teasing you and you know, and just getting at you. And then at the end of 5 years, you get mad and say, you know, enough is enough. I thought you was a Christian. You ain't no Christian. Are you with me? The Bible says that. It says, for as much as lies within you, live peaceable with all men. Bible. And we're supposed to live peaceable. But how do we live peaceable without Christ? Christ.
I just wanted to comment on what you're saying, brother. For some reason, the world feels like because you say you're a Christian, that gives them free reign to treat you less than dirt. And you're supposed to take it because you say you're a Christian.
Exactly.
And not treat you like a human being, but treat you less than a human. And you say you're Christian, so that means all right, you're supposed to. Well, not that they're doing wrong, but they're trying to make you prove that you are wrong.
Exactly. They just can't handle it, you know, because a lot of people get mad because of what they don't know. And because you know Bible, right, and you come around there and they don't know no Bible, that just makes them very angry, you know. You know, Mr. Here comes Mr. All Right, you know. Here comes Mr. do everything right. You know, and they get bitter with that, and they want to challenge you to make you fall. Bible says that the wicked can't sleep unless he caused someone to fall. There's some wicked people out there who's just trying to get to us. Amen. And you'd ask yourself the question, Lord, why? Why? They got to be up there. That's their job. Amen. That's their job to do that. Their job to do that. Jerry? Oh, I'm sorry. I saw that finger go up. I didn't know. Well, if anybody wants to speak. I do a lot of talking sometimes, but if you don't speak. But that's the wicked's job, because we're going to be tempted. Are you with me? The wicked's job is to do their father's deed. Are you with me? The wicked is the children of the devil. Are you with me? Yeah. Go ahead.
And of course, we know that Satan is the father of lies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no one can do it better than him.
Mm-hmm.
And his children, those who follow him,
mm-hmm.
are getting pretty good at it too. And they will use emotion. They'll strive to select those cut buttons.
Mm-hmm.
They will do what they can to have you believe
mm-hmm.
that in their current simple state
mm-hmm.
that they are okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that they want you to say that it's okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And that should never be. That should never be. And now when you talk about Christians, I'm reminded of in Acts 22, and I'm going to pick up verse 25. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said to the centurion who stood by, "Is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned?" We, as Christians, have rights. And it is paramount that we use those rights according to human law.
Mm-hmm.
But greater than that,
uh-huh.
it is the law of God. What does God want us to do in all circumstances?
That's right. That's right. It's what we do after the bad things have been done to us.
Mm-hmm.
We could either make it worse or we could either make it better. I'm not quoting, but the Bible teaches like this. It says, don't do to a man what a man do to you. Let me see if I'm quoting this thing correctly. Don't render, that's one of them. Don't render evil for evil. Mm-hmm. And also says that answer a man in his folly. If you answer a man in his foolishness, you'll be just like the man. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? If a man acts foolish towards you and you act foolish back toward him, you just like him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the devil wants you to do is fail.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to fall. Are you with me? So he wants you to do back to that man what that man did to you. He wants you to say back to that man what that man say to you. If they curse you, curse him back. Are you with me? And we get that out of our system. Now we got to face God. You know, why did that happen? You see?
And we haven't fully comprehended what God was meaning when he said, big coals on the head.
Mm-hmm.
That's not revenge on his
uh-uh.
head. That's loving that guy
mm-hmm.
after he
mm-hmm.
offended you.
Mm-hmm.
That's helping him. That's showing him good.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we reap coals on his head.
Mm-hmm.
He will understand then. He's different.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting him. I expected mm-hmm. him to fight back.
That's right.
But we think we got to retaliate.
Uh-huh. And that man would be madder because he would get mad. Each time, you know, just like Pharaoh, each time Moses came, Pharaoh would get madder. And Moses didn't do nothing to Pharaoh to make it mad, but he just got madder because the goodness of Moses, so forth and so on. But when we see what Jesus did, you know, he was spat on. Somebody spit on me, you got trouble. Are you with me? But Jesus was spat on and didn't do nothing. That great example. Peter didn't have it like that. Peter saw them doing something to Jesus that he didn't like, and he took out his sword and chopped Malchus's ear completely off. He just said, put that sword up. That's not what you're here to do. You see, that's not what you're here to do.
I think that the scripture you're referring to is Proverbs 26:4, where it says, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him."
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. And then if you read some more and see what it says.
"Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes."
You see, it's a connection to that. You know, you could answer a fool to help a fool. Are you with me? But if you answer a fool to get back at a fool, then you're a fool too. Are you with me? Go ahead.
Understand the scripture, and I'm not quite sure. I know it's in the book of James, and I believe it's the first chapter, fourth verse. And it states that people think it is strange to no longer rush into wasteful living as they do. So they say bad things about you.
Okay. And thank you for that scripture. You know, I didn't quote it, you know, but thank you for knowing. Amen. Because, you know, you know Bible studies when you hear them or you see them, you know. Somebody studied, you know. But we see that Jesus, he was talked about, he was lied on, he was smoked, he was spat on. Are you with me? That's nasty. I remember I was driving, right, and I was, you know, I got out of hand. You know, I kind of like went into the lane and, you know, almost, you know, did wrong, right? And this person spit on my car. Now he spat not on me but on my car, and I got mad. He didn't spit on me. He spit on my car. You don't do that. But Jesus, they spat on him, and he didn't do a thing. You see?
Go ahead, Brother Ray.
No, I'm listening.
Okay.
My brother, it's what he did do. I understand what you're saying. I can see Christ in that circumstance, but I see what he did do. That he restrained. He showed patience. He demonstrated love. He knew who he belonged to, and that even to these people who treat us so badly, that he will demonstrate his light.
Amen. In Revelation it says there was seven seven seals that no man could open. No man but the Lamb of God, Jesus. In heaven, there was no one else who could open those seals. In heaven, there was no one else who could have came down here and did what Jesus did. Nobody else. Nothing else in heaven but Christ. He was the only one. Amen. He was the only one that could do this particular thing. just like those seven seals. There was nobody else in heaven, no one else found in heaven that could have what? Opened those seals. And there was nobody else in heaven but Jesus who could come down here and give us an example like he gave us.
Also, and this goes back to what Jesus said on the cross. Forgive them for they know not what they
do.
If you know that someone that you're dealing with is a Christian, you would do that to them.
All right.
Being that you are serving the opposite God, which we know is Satan, Satan puts it in your mind to treat people like us real bad, just to try to pull us out and cause us to sin. And that's all the devil wanted Jesus to do, and Jesus refused to do. So he showed patience, tolerance, love, forgiveness, acceptance, peace, all those things. And we have to do the same thing.
Exactly.
And like you said, he's the only one that can do it perfectly.
That's right.
But we got to try to practice that on the daily basis that we may get better.
Exactly.
Because we represent Christ.
Yes, sir.
And if all humanity would do that, there'd be no such thing as road rage.
What road rages out there? Ooh, you know, you could be going the speed limit and somebody behind you and they just, you know, can't just go make you get a ticket. And when you get the ticket, they're going to pass on by. Right? You're going to get the ticket that they made you get and they ain't going to help you pay for it. You see, road rage is out there. I mean, like I said, the guy spat on my car. Ooh. Right? Boy, that made me so mad. You know, I was mad at him, right? But I didn't stop, you know. I didn't know. I took it on home with me. I was feeling bad about that. I was just mad at that, you know. But they spat on Jesus and he done nothing. Jesus was forsaken. You ever had somebody to forsake you? You know, you depended on this person to do such and such, right? And it's not that the person couldn't do it. He just didn't want to do it again. And you really need that particular thing done. Are you with me? And they forsake you. Don't you know you got to forgive that person? Huh?
As soon as they ask for repentance, brother. You know, because, again, if it's understood that you need a brother, let's say, for example, you know the brother does a construction business, and you made agreement that the brother was going to build you a deck, and he forsook you. Just forsook you. Now, the situation, as example I give, said, I'm willing to forgive you, as the Bible says, as soon as you repent and make it right.
And to add to that, don't take it with you if you don't. You know, don't take it with you, waiting, for him to forgive you, to forgive him. That's an automatic thing already that you forgive him. Even though he don't say a thing.
Whatever you have against them.
Yes, sir.
Be held against you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, and sometimes we're like that. You know, we hold things until somebody say, I'm sorry, whatever. You know, I know exactly what you're saying. You're correct, right? But I'm just adding to it. And what we do is, we hold it, right? We don't speak to the person. We don't call, we ignore the person. But when the person comes and say, listen, I'm sorry for what I did, right? Then you start,
Loving women.
Yeah, you know.
Loving women.
Yeah, you know, you said you saw it. You know, I was waiting for that. You know, you hurt me, you done me wrong, and, you know. But anyway, he was forsaken. And like I said, to be forsaken is just like parents forsaking children, wife forsaking husbands, husband forsaking wives. You know, just, you know, you ain't there no more. You know, it's just like if you getting ready to fight. You remember when we had these little games going on with younger, you know, in school or that, right? You know, you're marching up to this fight, and when you get there, you said, "Me and my," you know, ain't nobody right there now but you, right? And you just change your tune and says, "How y'all doing? You know, how's everything? You know, how's your mother?" you know, so forsaken, betrayed. You know, Jesus was betrayed. He was just Judas came to him and to show the soldiers who was Jesus, and he went to Jesus with a kiss. Are you with me? Kissed him on his face, hug and kiss. Right? Betrayed him, you know, and that's heavy, you know, because a lot of people would hug you who don't really mean it.
Yeah.
A lot of folks would kiss, give you that holy kiss that don't mean it. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? But you don't hate them because they're like that. You still love them anyway. Amen. That's what Jesus is telling us to do. Still love them anyway. Even though he was betrayed, he was mocked. You know, I worked on a job. Several times this happened, right? The boys, I'm a Christian, right? And they gonna make Christian jokes, and I mean, had the whole, everybody laughing at me, right? I mean, they was getting down laughing because that, I had to laugh at it, you know, because it was funny, you know. They was mocking me, you know, and I don't, it don't bother me no more what you say, you know. But what happened is, I made a joke on them. And when I did that, this guy came in my face and said, "What you say?" I was trying to explain, "Well, you just, you know, I'm just, you know," but that's how it is, you know, with the world. And we have to understand that they would mock you, right? And if you laugh with them, it's going to make them even madder. What you laughing? I'm trying to make you, don't you, what's wrong with you? Don't you see that I'm trying to make you feel bad? Why are you laughing? You know, why are you so happy? I try to make you, you know, something wrong with him. You know, but they mocked him. They said things like, if you be the Son of God, you know, why don't you come down off that cross? You know, you say you all that, you know, come on down. You know, they mocked him. They put a you said you're a king, right? Well, let us put a crown on your head, a crown of thorns, sticky stuff. It said that they stuffed it down in his head until they started bleeding. You know, and they laughed at it. They said stuff like he saved others, he can't save himself. Are you with me? But when we look at this, Jesus, he didn't stop. He didn't quit. Are you with me? He kept on. It says he was in tremendous pain. You know, we sometimes, I don't think we pay attention to the pain that he was in. But that was pain. If something, you know, if a hammer hit your finger, that hurt, don't it? If you butt your toe, that hurt, don't it? I mean, that hurts, you know? Huh? But it soon eventually stopped hurting, you know? It'll eventually stop. But his pain didn't stop. It got worse. Because it was nailed, right? And then he was hanging. You know, he was hanging on that crutch. That hole, he was hanging. And he was in pain. Jesus was in pain, but he didn't stop. He didn't quit. He didn't walk away from this. He didn't tap out. He didn't say, I got enough, fellas. This. He didn't tap out. Go ahead.
But he didn't call the 10,000 angels.
Exactly. He could have done that. He didn't do that. He didn't tap out. He went on. He went through this. He went through this. And a lot of pictures, show him as having clothes on. My understanding is that he didn't have no clothes on. He was embarrassed. That was an embarrassment. He was naked on the cross. But you know, the pictures that we see, he got something on, at least. Are you with me? But my understanding, if I'm wrong, you brothers who've been here for a while, you know, let me know. But my understanding is that he was naked. And they put him on that cross. And they put him on that cross to show others this is what's going to happen to you if you act like Jesus did. Pilate came to him and said, Pilate said, I can change all this for you, Jesus. You know, I can change this. Jesus said, just like you said, if I want to change it, I could change it myself. You know, I could change it myself if I wanted to change it. But Jesus went through with it.
Yeah.
He said, no one can take my life.
Exactly.
Take my life.
All right.
Down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In other words, he had the power to do whatever he wanted.
Yes, sir.
But his job was to be obedient to his Father.
Yes, sir.
And that was an example for us, because in certain circumstances, especially when he said, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we got to deny that,
yes, sir,
feeling of,
yes,
retaliation.
Yes, sir.
Man, I want to do this, but that's not what
I'm, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Because I'm representing something.
Yes, sir.
Christ understood his place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Christ understood his purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Christ understood the ramifications of not completing the Father's mission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He understood all of that. And obviously, he's in a state, I think, if we be true to ourselves, we wish we were in understanding our purpose,
mm-hmm,
our mission,
mm-hmm,
and what we have to do.
Exactly.
So obviously Christ knew that. He knew what was in the balance.
Mm-hmm.
And because of love demonstrated,
mm-hmm,
in every level, mm-hmm, of love that we may try to comprehend,
mm-hmm,
our Savior demonstrated that,
yes, sir,
by going through that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And there was no other better example than Christ. Moses tried it. David tried it and failed. Solomon tried it and failed. All the prophets, Daniel, all of them had a blemish. But this perfect one, the only one, like we said, the only one in heaven that could have done what he did. There was nothing else in heaven could have done what Jesus done. And that's the example that we have. And as I stated before, he was in pain. he was in so much pain. You know, like I said, when you got that nail through your hand and through your feet, and you know you've been beat. You know, you've been scourged. You've been mocked. All of this, he it just weighed on him, right? And then he was in this pain also, and they tried to give him aspirin for his pain. And what did he say? No. I think it was gall mixed with something, right? Vinegar, right? For his pain. And he said, no. No, you take that away. I listen. Take it away. And then he was crucified. And he stood there. He stood there. And the words out of Jesus Christ's mouth was this: forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. If that ain't the best example in the world has ever seen, you tell me what is. After all of this that he went through, he said, forgive these people, Father. You see, that word forgive is really very important, because the Bible says if you can't forgive, you can't be forgiven. You know, I thought about that for a while. You know, I said some things that people done to us lingers. You know, it lingers. You know, we remember. You know, especially if we haven't seen the person again. And we see him again, and we look at him, what? Forgiveness, and help me with this now. I think forgiveness is, it has something to do with revenge, with not having revenge. Because you're going to be mad with somebody. You know, somebody done you wrong, you're going to have that feeling there. But it's when you don't revenge what the person did what the person did to you. I think that helps, because you're going to have it, you know, it's just like somebody.
And following that line, it's like when a brother sits wrong you, and we know that we should be praying for them.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like we say, dear Lord, we pray that they fall off a cliff.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
No. And scripture says, vengeance is mine, mm-hmm. says the Lord.
Exactly.
And that every word will be accounted for.
Yes, sir. Yes,
us, sir. As well as them, if they lied on you, if they blaspheme, if they use the Lord's name in vain, if they try to take his holy name and mix it with unspeakable words,
yes, sir.
That shouldn't be uttered in the same sentence,
yes, sir.
They'll be held accountable.
Yes, sir.
Our God is righteous. He is holy, 100%.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There'll be no evil of any kind acceptable in his presence.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And when Satan tricked us up, you know, Satan is the spirit too. And the way Satan tricked us up, we can justify and rationalize. He asked for it. He brought it on himself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But we, and I'm speaking for myself, what I do to you ain't got nothing to do with what you did.
Hey, sir.
It's just what's in me.
That's right.
It comes out of me.
Hey, sir.
If it's not in me, and evil wasn't in Jesus, mm-hmm. revenge was not in Jesus, mm-hmm. anger and violence was not in Jesus. Jesus was perfect.
Okay.
Even the Bible said you can be angry, but don't sin.
Okay.
So when I retaliate on you, it ain't got nothing to do with what you did to me.
That's right.
It's what's in me.
That's right.
Coming out of me.
We always say we want them to get what they deserve.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's our mindset.
But do we need, do we ever reverse it? Because we have offended and hurt other people.
That's right.
We're not perfect.
That's right.
We put ourselves on a different level.
Yes, sir.
We want them to get what they deserve.
Yes, sir.
But please don't give me what I
deserve. Yes, sir. Please don't, Jesus. And remember this, right? Like the brother said, vengeance belongs to God. Are you with me? The Bible says in one sense, it says, it's better for a milestone to be hung around your neck and thrown into deep waters than it is for you to mess with one of these little ones. These little ones is us, I believe.
Yeah.
You know. We don't have to ask God to, Lord, please rain fire down on his house and,
right.
You know. We don't have to do that. God got it. He got it.
The thing that I lack, you mentioned earlier, is the fact that God, that Jesus forgave them, but they knew not what they were doing.
Exactly.
You know, that's a great attribute that we can learn to forgive people. Sometimes it's hard.
Yes, it is.
It is. But the lesson is, be like Christ in every gesture that you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because Christ is truly the one that can show us the right way to do it and the proper example.
You know, real quick, I got one more statement. When you owe somebody some money, they will be mad at you. For, you know, to you, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
But this is what Christ told us. He said, if you loan them and they don't pay you back, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Christ, hello? Money, bills. That's what he said. And Christ said, he said a lot of hard sayings that we must endure, and we must trust. Robert, you please. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, God. Oh, Lord, we come before you this time. We give you thanks for allowing us to be able to come together this morning to have this discussion. There is much needed to help us to be better Christians and to present ourselves to the world as those that you would have us to be. Lord, we pray that you will forgive us of our sins. Help us to be mindful of those that commit sin upon us. Help us to have that Christ-like attitude that we can have forgiveness and also be able to be an example, to be that light that shines to the world. Lord, we thank you for each blessing that you bestow upon us. We thank you for the message that was given. We pray that we receive it and use it in our everyday life. In Jesus' name, for us say, Amen.
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 Thank you, Ken.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.